most of these games are not games that you can play alone. So if you're out playing Foursquare and drinking beer and...
Oh, wait, beer's involved?
Oh, there's definitely beer involved.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. We're momming today with Elizabeth Jernigan, the chair of the Marketing Committee of the Parks and Recreation Department of Greensboro, North Carolina, about adulting being so hard, so challenging, so time-consuming that we need adult recess. Elizabeth, adult recess? Really?
Absolutely. As a Marketing Committee, we were throwing around ideas for some different things that we could do, something new and exciting. And we just kind of hooked onto this idea of adult recess, and we all get to watch our kids do all these amazing fun activities, and sometimes it's hard for us to join in, and so we thought this would be a great opportunity to give something back to our community, something for everyone.
You know what's so funny? When you just said that, when the kids are playing an activity and you look around them, you see every parent on their phones. Do they really want to get in and join in the activities with the kids, or are they like, oh, finally, some peace and quiet, I can catch up on some work emails or something like that?
I think that's exactly what's going on. Every chance I have to catch up on things or even just to reach out to my mom and let her know what's going on in my life or my friends, that's the chance I get. So, you know, it's real hard to be a parent and to actually engage with your kids in those settings. So, you know, we want to have fun, too. There's nothing, no rules against it, but sometimes it can be a little tough on the playground to dive right in.
So tell me about what you organized for the Adult Recess series in Greensboro.
Okay. So our first one, we were thinking about how adults might feel a little awkward jumping around on the playground with a bunch of little kids.
Okay, wait, hold on. I am the first one on the playground with my daughter, and she actually tells me to leave her alone and go away so she can play alone with the big kids. I love the monkey bars.
Oh, I'll play hard, too. I'm not afraid to play hard. But, you know, I think there are a lot of adults out there that want to play hard, too, and they don't have kids, and that gets a little awkward.
We digress.
Yes. I think our playground staff might have something to say if a group of adults just rolled in.
So what do you organize?
So our first event was just straight-up adult recess, and as we were talking, we were thinking about all of the nostalgic events that happened when we were kids in the 80s, and, you know, all the Foursquare and the tetherball and things that may have been kind of miserable. I definitely remember getting slammed in the face a couple times.
Hold on. Did you just say tetherball?
Tetherball, yes.
I was a kid of the 80s, too, but I have no idea what that is.
You didn't do tetherball?
No, I am from New York, though. I don't know if it's, like, you know, a regional thing.
Maybe. Okay, so it's a ball on a string on a pole, and you hit it as hard as you can.
Oh, I've seen that. We never played with that. I've seen that. Okay.
And then, you know, the other person tries to block it and hit it the other way, and the first person to wrap it around the ball, around the pole wins.
We did the pogo stick. That was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the pogo stick. I might have to throw that one in.
Oh, wait, and what was that thing? It was like, you put it around your ankle. It was like a ring, and it had the ball attached to it. That's hot.
What was that? It was something like hop.
Hop, yeah. All right, we'll look it up. Bring that back to your next event.
We will. I don't know if we make adult-sized ones. I remember it being a little painful around my ankle. But, yeah, so we just started throwing out ideas, things that were feasible for our staff to build. We threw in a few games that we had built for other events, like human foosball, which is really popular. That's just a giant foosball. I guess, I don't know what they call it, table, but people stand in it, and there's big PVC pipes, and you spin them around and try to knock the ball.
Okay.
So that's a really, really popular activity. And, you know, we had over 600 people come out and join us. And
600 plus people?
600 people.
Okay. Was this like a marketing gem, or was it something that organic. There was a need for it. People are stressed out. Parents are stressed out.
Yeah, there's a need for it. So as parks and recreation programs around the country have traditionally focused more on children's programming, senior programming, but we kind of leave out a lot of that middle ground. And for us, that's a really important demographic because we have 7 colleges and universities in or around our city, and we are not holding on to a lot of those folks. So we were trying to think of ways that we could, as a Parks and Recreation Department, add to the quality of life for that demographic. And so this was one of the reasons that we came up with the adult recess option. And, you know, as a parent, it's also really fun just to hang out with people that aren't parents sometimes and to talk about things that aren't related to, I don't know, like farts or what's for dinner or all of the things that occupy my brain all day.
You have two girls, so our listeners know a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, so I'm sure you're playing a lot of princess and a lot of makeup counters and all of that.
You know, they're not really into that. They are much more into sword fighting and whatever.
Unexpected. I like it.
Superheroes and all that jazz. So there's certain amount of tiaras with the capes, though.
So you're successful for the first part of the series. You're planning another one. When is it? Tell us about that one.
This one is going to be really fun. It's our Halloween edition.
Ooh.
And so we were thinking about all of the fall festivals that you get to go to and what we could do with that. And so I'm charged with figuring out how to get a flat of pumpkins delivered to one of our parks. And we're going to have all kinds of activities like pumpkin bowling and, what all else are we going to do?
We're not painting the pumpkins, though. Come on, right?
No,
it's got to
no,
be a little bit more aggressive.
Lame. Yeah, we're really trying not to do anything too boring. We want everybody to have fun. Oh, archery, like shooting an arrow into a pumpkin.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think
pumpkin archery.
That's going to be a pretty fun one. We're also really excited about our Stranger Things photo booth.
Ooh, okay.
So that's going to be a little creepy and also really fun. Let's see. I have a whole list of these. How about... we're going to do a hayride, so an adult hayride.
What is an adult hayride?
It doesn't have kids on it. So we'll have a hayride that goes around one of our parks. We have a big lake in the park and
every now and then, like literally maybe once a quarter, we have a quarterly date, my husband and I, and it's boring because we go to dinner or, you know, we do something lame and quiet. And I decided to surprise him a few quarters ago with hatchet throwing because I thought it would be so much fun. I thought it was okay. It was a little lame, if you ask me. He had the best time.
Oh, really?
He was like, Lauren, I had just so much aggression to get out. We have not had fun like this in ages. And it made me feel really good. So skip the boring dinner and, like, get wild in the park.
And we actually considered the hatchet throwing, but it was really expensive and not something we could afford.
You could throw it at the pumpkin.
Well, there's just some liability involved in hatchet throwing, and we needed somebody else to take that on. But it's definitely a thing around here. But I, like you, was not entirely impressed, and I think it was just because it was something I hadn't practiced, and I wasn't very good at it. And so I didn't really want to do it anymore.
So how jealous are your girls that Mom and Dad are having so much fun, and they can't come?
You know, I think it's important for them to be okay with us going out and having fun.
Okay.
They always want to tag along, but sometimes I'm just like, you know, I love you, and we spend a lot of time having fun together, but sometimes Mama just needs to hang out and do my own thing.
Amen.
Like, you don't want to tag along with all your friends, do you?
Amen. So are other cities contacting you and saying, hey, tell us about what you're doing. We want to do this too.
We've had a little bit of interest. Obviously, this was our first event, and so we really want to get a solid year under our belt of doing a series of these events before we really start promoting what we're doing and offering best practices, because we've certainly learned a lot. But I think just the the idea in general is something that a lot of other parks and recreation organizations are trying to figure out how to tackle.
And I love the vocabulary. I feel like 2019 has been the year of new words for me. Momming, adulting, now adult recess. This is speaking to something that's happening in culture. Do we just have too much going on that we need a break?
We absolutely have too much going on. It takes every bit of brain power, I think, to get through my personal life and my professional life every day. And it just doesn't leave any time to just go out and have stupid fun.
Stupid fun. And, you know, we started this conversation and I was like, you know, you're at the playground and you look around at all the parents and they're all on their phones. But I don't think I meant that as critical as it sounded, because sometimes that's the only opportunity I have in the evening or the afternoon to actually do some work. So that need, because, you know, we're tethered because of electronics these days, that we can't partake in life and what's going on at the moment, because it's like, oh, okay, a free 5 minutes. Let me multitask. Let me get some emails answered and just get some work done.
Mm-hmm. And I think adult recess is a great way to get off of your phone and away from electronics. And for us, it's a great way to bring out all the folks in our community. We have a very diverse city. And the last event, one of our biggest successes, we think, is that we really tapped into all different types of people. We had all ages. We had all races. We had all level of identities going on there. And it was just real fun to see everybody interact, because most of these games are not games that you can play alone. So if you're out playing Foursquare and drinking beer and...
Oh, wait, beer's involved?
Oh, there's definitely beer involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the day after. Was everyone complaining about some sore muscles and some cramps?
There were some sore muscles, yes. I don't know the last time you played Twister.
Oh, wow. Twister. I'd be good at that game. That's my game.
We made a giant Twister board, and so we had a lot of people out there twisting and turning. It definitely felt that a little bit. So that was really fun. But, you know, the benefit of this event is that it's from 6 to 9, and so you can still be at home in bed by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, which
so
in my book is a win.
I assumed it would be during the day, so this is more of an early evening kind of.
It's an early evening event, and we went with Friday evenings, which seems to be really successful. We didn't want to do it during the week because of the activities that, you know, chasing kids around to soccer practice and taekwondo and trying to get homework done and all of those things. So we didn't want to exclude the parents from this event. And so having it on a Friday night was pretty good. You don't usually have too many other events going on Friday nights. And just doing it from 6 to 9 gave us the opportunity to have kids, you know, to get home, get settled, and then head back out for a few hours.
You said earlier that one of the best parts of adult recess is the fact that adults are there that don't have kids, so you can actually not talk about parenting. What if, based on that first experience, but there were 600 people there, was it mostly parents? What was the breakdown?
It was everyone. It was everyone from people that live in the community. We had some... I guess they're not kids, but they feel like kids from, you know, some of the local universities. We had older adults there. It just really ran the gamut. Obviously, I'd done a lot of promotion, so a lot of my parenting friends were out there as well. But I wasn't, of course, able to participate quite as much as I had hoped, since unfortunately I have to work these events. But, you know, you do see just all different types of people out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, now you're organizing something that is going to be going on across parks across the nation. I got a kick when I heard about this. I really got a kick. I'm going to look in my town, see if anybody's organizing anything. I'm going to make a suggestion, but I do not want to organize it. I will say that.
Yeah.
I want to partake.
And one of our, one of our goals too is to have events that we don't have to overly staff, because, you know, this is something that we do as a committee in addition to our regular jobs, really. Mm. So we just have to figure out how to fit it in. And so our goal was to really create an event that didn't require a tremendous amount of staffing. We had some good volunteer support. We do hire some additional police support, things like that, because we do have to be very controlled since it is a government-sponsored event.
Is it free?
Do what?
Is it free for the people
It is free,
go?
And that is very important to us. Okay. And we would like to keep it free, but we do also want to give back to the community. So for our Halloween event, we are going to be doing a canned food drive as well.
Look at you. You are certainly a chair of marketing, to fit your description. And you give back, too. This is a win-win for everybody. Elizabeth Jernigan, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.